This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
So I was perusing the bullpen during the break. I was trying to bait Grant Paulson into a bad argument by saying, what if the Commanders fired Dan Quinn, who he hates the notion of a defensive head coach, unless it's the defensive head coach that he really likes, like Brandon Staley.
I saw you walking behind him, and I could tell, like, the way he just wasn't – it was almost like a – oops.
God dang it.
It was almost like a little chihuahua, like, barking at a larger dog.
A little chihuahua.
Like, trying to get its attention.
I don't know if I've ever been compared to a little chihuahua.
But I could just tell by the body language that it was like, and knowing what you came into this office on today.
Well, because here's the thing. Grant is, like, he is so stuck in his beliefs, like, nothing else can be considered. Like, if you're old, if you're above 50, you're useless. If you're defensive-oriented, you're not hip. You don't understand football. If you're not from the Shanahan clan, you're useless.
Kind of like how you are with numbers and data and yeah, anything factual.
Except I actually use that stuff when it makes sense. So I went out to him and I said, what if the Commanders were to fire Dan Quinn, which would make him happy, right? Because he didn't want Dan Quinn to be here to begin with. What if the Commanders went out to fire Dan Quinn and hired Pete Carroll instead? Now that Pete's been disposed of after 1 year with the Raiders. And the look on his face, I mean, that's, I think, the look that you saw. It was one of disillusionment, if that's a word. He was just mortified. Like the fact that you could be 72 and still pretty good at something. And this is the part that I wanted to bring up. Guys that got fired today, head coaches, they automatically get put by a lot of you people in a category of they're retreads. In other words, they suck. They're not good. They're not good enough. Somebody wanted them fired or not in charge anymore, so we shouldn't hire them. I saw this from one clown last night about Raheem Morris. I mean, he yelled at me like 3 times on Twitter about, no second chance. Get lost. If Raheem Morris wanted to come here and call the defense, he should come here and call the defense. Now, can I see from some film nerds out there that maybe you would want a more aggressive style? I don't know if Raheem is overly aggressive. Ulbrich is. Schwartz is. Staley seems to be, although he's staying in New Orleans under the head coach there, Josh, whatever the hell his name is, I forgot already. But the point being is, just because you get fired, just because you're a quote-unquote retread, doesn't mean that you can't coach. And yet, just like most of you who are pre-programmed pigs into thinking coaching matters 100% of the time, positive or negative, and nothing else matters, and there's no variance on that, just like all of you pre-programmed pigs that believe in that, which are many of you, while that's not true, neither is the, oh, you know, he's a retread. He's been fired twice now. I mean, listen, did not work out for Raheem Morris in Atlanta. I'm not suggesting that they were good enough. He should have gotten a year three. Absolutely. But sometimes situations are bad. And guess what? Arthur Blank has proven that he doesn't know what the hell he's doing either. But he's totally in charge. So sometimes it just doesn't work out. And sometimes when you guys think coaches are bad, they're not really bad, i.e. Mike Tomlin, or even John Harbaugh, or even some of the coaches that were fired yesterday. You think that's Pete Carroll's fault that the Raiders are the mess that they are? Are you kidding me? You think that's Kevin Stefanski's fault? Now, you can find blame in Kevin Stefanski failing to get a quarterback to play above expectation. Baker Mayfield, Joe Flacco, Deshaun Watson, certainly, Shedeur Sanders. I mean, you can find blame in everything and anything you do and want. But just because a guy's been fired, just because a guy hasn't found that nirvana yet, doesn't mean they're incompetent. Doesn't mean that they don't deserve another chance or consideration. Stop thinking like that. That's idiotic. All right, back to the phones. Let's try Lee in North Carolina was with us in hour number one, but we never got to hear from him. We had a phone issue. I think Lee is back with us. Lee, you there?
Outstanding day. Thanks for taking my call. Can you hear me well?
Yep, I got you, Lee.
Yes. Second chances, they're good for some people in life, and sometimes you got to know where you fit in at, i.e., I hope he does get a job somewhere else at Kingsbury, because he is not a good coordinator, and my position never has been. He came from Division III when he went to Arizona and messed up Kyler Murray's career already. Oh. So to keep giving this guy a chance over and over is asinine to me, in my opinion.
So let me ask you this, Lee, just real quickly. Let me ask you this. Let me counter. I have no doubt that Cliff Kingsbury did not help Kyler Murray enough. That's clear. You blame that all on Cliff and none on Kyler Murray, or 50-50? How do you kind of – I mean, it sounds like you think Cliff hurt Kyler more than Kyler hurt Cliff.
First of all, he messed that whole team up. That team had a strong offense then. This guy come from Division III, and whoever gave this guy a chance
what
as a head
what
coach.
Division III? He was at Texas Tech.
Oh, where was he at before Texas Tech?
Oklahoma?
So, was he head coach?
No.
Okay, so how the world he going to jump from a college and go to a head coach position, the job?
I do that all the time.
And haven't won nothing since.
Guys do that all the time. From college head coaches to the NFL,
no,
he
wasn't a college head.
He was at Texas Tech. He was the head coach at Texas Tech. But he was Baker Mayfield's offensive play caller or coordinator or whatever at Oklahoma.
And what that correlates to?
I'm confused on what you want. So basically you're saying Cliff Kingsbury is incompetent. Is that basically the gist of what you're saying?
I'm saying he's above his approach in the NFL as being a head coach or either offensive coordinator.
Okay.
He needs to stay out of his ram.
Okay.
And that's not his ram.
Did you like him last year, or did you not think that had anything at all to do with Cliff Kingsbury?
I was saying from day one we should never have that gun, okay. That guy, what he did in Arizona with Kingsbury.
Okay.
With Kyler Murray. He was a problem then. And okay. Nothing does not need to be with Jaden.
So, again, you don't think Kyler Murray contributed to that at all, right? You don't think Kyler Murray contributed at all to that, right?
Maybe his second or third year when he was trying to be a prima donna. But his first year, he was lifting everything from Cliff.
Okay. All right.
So, the game against Chicago we lost, and this guy's been running it all year, and it's been a problem. You run a daggone shotgun. You know, I understand people say that's what they've been doing, but we got to practice more than a shotgun. When you run the center at 4th-and-1 or 4th-and-2, when you run a shotgun, and that was all Cliff doing. Cliff has just had Jaden think he's a toy to toy around with, and you see what they end up to be. So if we keep this guy, which we probably will, we're going to have the same results next year. It will either going to be 6-11 or 7-9. Not that many wins. We're not going to win that many. Right. We've got too many holes. We need to be in a rebuilding stage. We need our middle linebackers. And the basic thing, we lost three games on field goal position. Three games. And I don't know who to blame that on. You know, need to be on Quinn. You know, missing field goals like that, we had problems since Quinn being right. With field goal kickers. I think we done been through four since Quinn been here.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you, Lee. I appreciate it. I mean, I love guys that do exactly what I was just yelling and ranting and raving about and then back me up on that. What did I just talk about? 100% of the problems Lee in North Carolina blames on coaching. Doesn't want to give them any credit, but 100% of the problems, never on the player, never on beloved Kyler Murray, who has now been through two head coaches in Arizona. And make no mistake about it, you talk to anybody that's been in that building, you talk to anybody who knows anything, the real problem in Arizona is Kyler Murray, not Cliff Kingsbury, not Jonathan Gannon. Promise you on that. By the way, I was wrong. Cliff was with Kyler Murray at Texas Tech for 1 year. And then Kyler Murray went to Oklahoma. Just want to make sure we're setting the record straight on that. Let's get to our guy Jason and Laurel. What up, Jace? How are you, man?
What's up, Bruce? I can't believe I got to follow that call.
Yeah,
wow.
I mean, listen, I don't want, you know, everybody's entitled to their opinion, and I know you, just you and I differ a little bit, right? And that's okay. I mean, I have respect for you. You have respect for me. But, you know, I think it's absurd, again, which is kind of my argument here, when we blame coaching for everything, never give them any credit, right? Which, again, I'm not looking to give people credit per se. I'm just looking to point the blame of the finger of blame or the finger of credit at the right people who contribute the most. And, you know, I'm sorry, anybody that knows anything about anything knows that Cliff Kingsbury has his faults and his shortcomings, and we have found that out over 2 years here. But, you know, to act like he's an incompetent boob is not fair.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, you talk about how important players are versus coaches a lot, and sometimes I've thought at times, like, maybe it's a little bit of a bit, like, your kind of brand, but that call, that gives you credence. I can't, you know, there was a lot of issues with the Arizona Cardinals when Cliff was there, but again, I don't think Cliff was the big problem. It was Tyler, and there's a reason. Guy's not a professional. I was very disappointed with the win, Chris. I can't believe they won the game, especially when the fifth pick was open up. And the thing that really submits to me is at the end of last season, we kind of took this approach, like, we got to chase Philly. They're the tone setter. We got to match them. And we just lost to them with their backups.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, we barely beat them with their backups playing. I mean, they're so far ahead of us. And I would have rather had the better draft pick. And I really worry with this Cliff thing, like, did they move on from Cliff? I think that's crazy. I'd like to have Cliff back. You know, I thought it was kind of cute seeing Jaden's mom saying, hey, Cliff, you're 3. So I hope that's what we do. But I can't believe we won that game.
What's
going to
be really interesting to watch, right, is and I was thinking about this, right, and I don't have any way to interpret it other than what it is, which is she stumping for Cliff? Is she just trying to say the right thing, knowing that Cliff is in the crosshairs because of the Rossini report over the weekend? So is she just saying, hey, let me throw Cliff a solid because Jaden's talked nice about him? Or does she really believe that? I don't know. Is she trying to get involved? Is she not? So these are all the things now that we have to worry about. And by the way, the report wasn't that Cliff and Jaden have issues. It's Cliff and Adam Peters. That was the report. So one could be different than the other. Like, she and Jaden could really like Cliff, and Adam Peters could really not like Cliff because of whatever reason that he believes in. And, you know, he makes the decisions, not Jaden, not Jaden.
I hope the report's overblown, because remember going into the draft last year, Adam told us he drafted this guy because Cliff asked him to.
Yeah.
So I hope it's overblown. But the thing I want to leave you with, Chris, I love the show. Thank you for you and Hack taking my call. I wonder if this is going to be the D coordinator job that people want. Like, I like Morris, and I'd like having him come in. But if I was a recently fired defensive coordinator or head coach, I don't know that this is the team that I'd want to be a defensive coordinator of. And I haven't heard anybody talk about that. What, you know, the guy from Cleveland, he had a great defense.
Right.
You don't have that stuff here.
No, you don't have anybody close.
Giant job.
No, you don't have anybody close to Myles Garrett. Never mind Myles Garrett. You don't have anybody close to Denzel Ward.
Right. So I really wonder, like, what this position is going to be. And the other thing is if we bring somebody from outside in, and I thought Flores would be, like, that would be the guy I'd want to bring, although I don't know how he fit with this group. You know, Flores is kind of a bad actor in the league because – His team asked him to lose, and he's like, no, I'm not doing that.
Yep.
And there's a lawsuit because of it.
Yep.
Which makes yesterday's victory kind of, you know, that's one of those victories that Peters should have said, hey, DQ, do we really need this one? But I'd love Flores, but if Flores came in here, you got to change out all position coaches.
Yeah.
So what's going to happen with the DC job, I think, is very, very interesting. And I wonder, it's probably not the sexy job to take. If you're a high defensive guy,
no, I would
agree. What are you going to put your badge to on this defense?
No, I would agree with you. Thank you, Jason. As always, appreciate you. I don't think you're getting a Jim Schwartz. I don't think you're getting a hot name. I think you're getting somebody that is very familiar and buys into the Dan Quinn culture. That's what you're getting. And that's not a bad thing. That could be Al Harris. That could be Raheem Morris. That could be Jeff Ulbrich. I don't think you're getting Jim Schwartz. I don't think you're getting... You know, certainly not Brian Flores to leave for a lateral position like was rumored with the Cowboys last week. 301-230-0980. More of your calls coming straight up. Don't you dare go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, Sam Cosmi won the Media Good Guy Award as presented by the beat reporters inside the Commanders locker room this morning. I was just watching part of the video that NBC4 shared, and Sam seemed very happy about it. Two-time runner-up. I will just say this. Sam Cosmi is as good of a human being in that locker room, period, as you're ever going to find. I mean, he and his wife, you know, just selfishly, Blair, have done a tremendous, tremendous job in helping me and my friends Molly and Mary at Best Buddies. You know, can't say enough. Don't have enough time to share all of the, you know, great things I could say, but congratulations to my guy, Sam Cosmi. All right, let's get back to it on the phones because we got a lot of guys that have been on hold for a long time. Let's get to Little and Bowie. What's up, Little? How are you?
Rooster, I've been listening to you, buddy. Hey, let me say this, Rooster. Buffalo, the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah.
Desperate. Cleveland, and the Jets been on prayer mode since the 60s.
Yes.
You're not desperate there, Rooster. You've been around long enough to realize we're not desperate. A win is a win when it comes to this team, this organization. Well, I look at now let me jump on Kingsbury. Kingsbury's situation is that you take an undersized quarterback, which he did, Murray, Kyler Murray, and he doing today, JD5, and you running them. What the hell are you running the quarterback that ain't soaking wet, ain't but 175 pounds? That's the kind of shit I don't like. Now, you take a quarterback like you got your boy up there in Philly, the big had no problem running the big-size quarterback. Kingsbury will go and take that Ole Miss job, man. We get ready to get Mike McCarthy as the offensive coordinator. Whoever they get on defense, I hope they come from the Lovie Smith region. I hope they come from him somewhere here, the Lovie Smith. And then guess what? That boy Hunter up there in Texas, he ain't signed but for 1 year. Peter's going to break the bank to get Hunter. That's what I'm hearing. See, I get all into it. I know what's going on, Rooster. And let me say this. Somebody please check on Robert from Annapolis. Check on Robert.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Like every single call, we're worried about Robert from Annapolis. I'm not worried about Robert in Annapolis anymore. Every single call. I don't know what the deal is between you two guys, but not important for the show. 301-230-09. Sorry, I don't mean to be a jerk. I'm not trying to be a jerk. As the show open says, Robert in Annapolis used to call. He doesn't anymore. I don't know why. Not anything that I'm worried about. But every call ends with something about Robert in Annapolis, and it's just not something that's important for the show. Sorry. Let's go to Dontell and Frederick on the Team 980. Dontell, how are you? Thanks for hanging in there, pal.
Hey, Happy New Year, Chris, man. I ain't talked to you in a couple weeks.
Yes. Happy New Year to you, D.
Am I allowed to say dumbass on the radio?
Yeah.
Dude, some of these callers, man, I'm telling you, in our fan base, good grief, man. Listen, what we should start doing is make AMAC got to start doing a knowledge screen before we put these guys on the air. Because I don't know what the dude was talking about. College coaches shouldn't be coming to the pros or whatever he was saying, because I thought that's where the majority come from.
Well, I mean, listen, not that the majority comes from, but the notion that college head coaches, I don't know, because that guy doesn't call very often, if at all. I think what he was basically trying to say is Cliff Kingsbury was, when he went to Arizona, was an unproven head coach and shouldn't have gotten that opportunity. The problem is that Cliff Kingsbury was a proven head coach on the collegiate level. You know, he didn't win a ton at Texas Tech, but nobody that back then won a ton at Texas Tech. And he's got a very unique system. And that unique system has carried over to the NFL, and he's modified it and adjusted it, and he's made some changes. But ultimately, too often for too many people's likes and dislikes. He is rooted in his philosophy and maybe not willing to bend enough or change enough. And maybe that has led to this friction, reported friction, between he and AP.
Right. Listen, man, I keep hearing about all this coaching stuff, man. Look at the organizations that keep changing their coaches. They go nowhere, dude. You can't keep changing coaches every year, and that's what I'm talking about, the dumbasses, the fan base that we have, because that's all I hear is, oh, Dan Quinn's got to go now. Well, why has Dan Quinn got to go? I mean, he's only been here 2 years. He went to the NFC Championship game 1 year. I mean, and then when I heard you just say, because I heard nothing about it, I heard you say something about the it's a little beef, or not even a beef, but a little thing between Adam Peters and Kingsbury.
Yeah.
So Kingsbury now is going to be Adam Peters' scapegoat now, because Peters is the one that fumbled the football. He should never did what he did on the offseason by getting rid of two of our weapons, two of our wide receivers, keeping Terry McLaurin held out or held in, never bringing in a big-time receiver. Mm-hmm. I mean, so he's the one that goofed it all up. So why are you blaming this on Kingsbury? I mean, Chris, you can't make chicken salad if the only ingredient you got is chicken crap.
It's well said, Dontel. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. As always, good to hear from you. I wouldn't say that Adam Peters absolutely provided Cliff Kingsbury with chicken crap, right? I wouldn't say that. Getting Tunsil, getting Debo, certainly that does not qualify as that, right?
I would like to interject on the...
Cowboy Bob, you're about to inform us on the relationship as you know it, or as Kevin knows it, or what?
As Kevin knows it.
Oh, as Kevin knows it. Yes. Now we're talking big time, because yeah. Cowboy Bob, you are our Cowboy insider. You're not our Commander's insider. Exactly. But from the golden voice, the golden words of Coach Kevin Sheehan, what have you learned? What have you heard?
As the producer of the Kevin Sheehan show, I have heard...
Are you bigger than Max, you mean? Or
bigger than who?
Like higher than Max? Mightier than Max?
No.
Okay.
We're a dynamic duo. Okay. So to speak.
Yeah. Frick Kevin and frack. Has said, dip and stick. Right.
What'd you say?
I said frick and frack.
Sure.
Dip and stick.
Okay. We're getting ahead of ourselves. Mm-hmm. We're here for the information. Kevin has said he's heard from people inside the building that the report that there's a disconnect or rift between Peters and Cliff Kingsbury is exaggerated, to say the least.
That's good information. I have not made one phone call or whatever, but immediately I said yesterday on our pregame show with Nell and Denton Day that this could be just a frustration point in a bad season where everything has gone wrong. However, I will say, if there's teeth to it, if it's legitimate, and I'm not trying to question Diana Rossini, I mean, the way these things work is she could have talked to one person and they could have said, yeah, everybody's kind of talking about it, everybody's kind of wondering, everybody's kind of thinking there's some frustration between Cliff, and, you know, based on comments, based on things they've observed. I said yesterday, I wonder if that led to them shutting down Jaden Daniels. I wonder if Adam Peters looked around and said, I can't trust that Cliff Kingsbury is going to keep this guy healthy and protected and not call quarterback power, design runs, all these read options, da 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 da, all this stuff. And I can't take the chance that Jaden is out the entire offseason or part of next year. I'm going to shut it down because I don't trust Cliff anymore. Between the no huddle, between this, between that. Under center, again, that could be a part, and there could be multiple. So, like, I do think there could be something to this. I never, from the minute I heard the report on Saturday, I guess it was, I never walked away going, oh, that's it. Cliff Kingsbury and Adam Peters hate each other, and they're going to divorce court in front of Judge Wapner. No, like, or Judge Judy, just for you know, youngins. The point being is, there could be just frustration. There could be just, I'm not sure if this is the right thing for us to take the next step. That could be, you know, like, whenever you work with somebody, good or bad, there could be frustration. There could be like, is this the right fit? Is this the right thing for us to keep marching forward with? You know, that happens. I just found some sound. I sent it to you, AMAC, in Twitter DM from Jaden Daniels. He spoke to reporters. So let's get that racked up as soon as we can so we can hear what the quarterback had to say. Because certainly, as we morph this conversation, the Cliff Kingsbury situation is even taking on more light than the defensive coordinator situation. And we have plenty of time, obviously, to talk about this in the midst of a 5-win season, in the midst of everything that happened yesterday and all year, and the very real reality that we could be looking at new offensive and defensive coordinators, members of both staff being gone and changed out. And you know what? Maybe that's not such a bad thing. Change is uncomfortable. Sometimes change is necessary. On the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Yeah, I'm not there yet, like, reflectively, but I've got high hopes because of the locker room, to see so many different pieces in. But over the last 4 weeks, the battle, the fight remained the same. By no means was it clean or turnovers or tackling or any things that I like. But if you have your attitude right and they want to fight for one another, I think that alone is a standard that you have to have to build a championship program. And no one likes the roller coaster of year up to year down, but seeing that kind of fight for the guys that were able to do that tonight, that's a big deal to me.
All right, that's Commanders head coach Dan Quinn after last night's big win in Philadelphia, which stamped that key fifth win on the docket. And won the NFC East play-in tournament that he created. There is no doubt you want your guys to fight, not quit, not give up. Me personally, I don't think it's asking too much for professionals to actually care and to fight, but we know we don't always get that, right? So Dan Quinn is right that fighting and staying in it, battling for each other, all that is important. And he was asked, I guess, before the game, why winning yesterday was important. And he said, for the locker room, to get guys some satisfaction understand it all. It's all a part of it. We'll talk more about this tomorrow. Dropping from 5 to 7 is a way bigger L than going from 4 to 5 as a W. And honestly, the Commanders have the most free agents in the NFL. I would say it's a pretty good chance that 2/3 of them are not going to be back. Maybe 60% of them are not going to be back. So I only really care about, A, the guys that are going to be back, and B, moving off of this, whatever this was and is. All right, let's get back to the calls. Let's go to Anthony in Georgetown, who's been hanging on for a while. Anthony, sorry about the wait. How are you?
Hi, Chris. How are you? Thanks for taking my call. I spoke to you on Boxing Day.
That's right. I live in London. Yes, I remember. Yes, I remember your voice.
Yeah. I went to the game yesterday in Philadelphia. And, Chris, another great experience for me. Wonderful to see how passionate the Eagles fans are. They're mm-hmm. a great fan base.
They are.
Just as the Cowboy fans are and just as our beloved Washington Commanders fans yep. are. Just a wonderful atmosphere yesterday. I want to make 2 points, if I may, please.
Sure. Why did you choose to go to yesterday's game? Just because you wanted to see what Philadelphia is like for a game day, or was there any other reason?
Yeah, there is, and in the spirit of being honest with you, my youngest brother, he's not with us anymore. He was the only American in our family born in Philadelphia.
Oh, okay.
Loved all the Philadelphia teams. It broke his heart when the Eagles lost to the Raiders in Super Bowl, 13 or 14, back in January of 81. So I try to go once a year just to keep my brother's love, his memory alive.
I mean, that is the kind of story that I love to hear. I mean, as said, and I'm sorry about your loss. That's awesome because I do things like that all the time, you know, in my world, in my life. And I think everybody is better off when you have that approach that you have. So congratulations to you. I'm glad you get to do that. And that's the right thing to do, yeah, in my opinion.
Yeah, thank you. It was a great atmosphere. I just want to make, as I said, 2 points. Congratulations to the team yesterday, especially the story of Josh Johnson. And as luck would have it, I saw him in 2 games against the Cowboys and yesterday. Mm-hmm. He's impressive to me. I think he's probably the most underrated, and I know there's many out there, most underrated Washington player that I've seen in my lifetime, with all due respect to Taylor Heineke. The age of Josh Johnson, 39, not exactly a young man, but I thought he was decent against the Cowboys, considering it was his first start in Lord knows how many years, and then he comes back yesterday in the hostile environment of Philadelphia and scores the winning touchdown. So fantastic on what he accomplished and the team in itself. Just a wonderful victory, which is a segue for what I'm about to say. I've heard what you've had to say about the draft picks in April and what Kevin had to say.
Mm-hmm.
These players, as a reminder to both of you and to all the listeners out there, they're professionals. They are paid to win games. They're paid to compete. They're paid to win. And they're not going to lay awake at night, and neither is Dan Quinn and his coaching staff, wondering, well, what about the draft picks? Do we really need to start Josh Johnson? Let's go for a fourth stringer or a practice squad quarterback. As a reminder to you both, they're competing to win. And I look at what Bobby Bethard did back after Joe Gibbs' first season. The Hogs were built on free agency. The Hogs weren't built through the draft picks. Free agency, more often than not, is more powerful than the draft round or the draft selection in April.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of depends on your philosophy, right? One, you get established players that you know already can play in the league. Can they play in your system? Well, then that's the projection, right? And obviously things go wrong, all that. But to your point, overall, I think as I've evolved, right, there's this philosophy of, oh, no, 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 the draft is the way. And the draft is the way you build a lot of your foundation. It's not always the way you build your team, right? It's the way you kind of build a base and depth. And then you kind of identify and all that. And you can move all the pieces around. And as far as, you know, these guys playing to win, there's no doubt. Like Josh Johnson, who's played for 14 NFL franchises, been here, won a few games only in his career, right, as a starting quarterback. He didn't give a rat's ass about, you know, fifth pick, sixth pick, fourth pick, seventh pick, whatever. He's just trying to compete. That's what they do. So I never blame the players. I would be disappointed, though. I got to be honest with you. I would be disappointed, yeah. Anthony, if not the coaches, not the players, but if Adam Peters thought it was more beneficial, like if you gave him truth serum and put him in a chair and put a spotlight on him and said, what was more beneficial to you, a win yesterday or a higher draft pick if he chose a win yesterday? I would be disappointed by that. Honestly.
Well, my question for you and Kevin is the following, Chris. Then what do you and Kevin propose that Washington should have done yesterday? Lose the game?
Lose competitively.
Oh, come on, Chris. Chris, we're getting into a fine line of rigging, fixing a game, aren't we?
I know.
That's called gambling, Chris.
I know. And that's why I can't blame the players and the coaches. I'm telling you from my preference, from my standpoint, that's it. But I'm not a competitor in that regard. I'm not on that team. I'm not in that building. But I also realize that the future for me is more important than the now and the satisfaction of a win and winning a game that doesn't mean anything. And that's how I started off the show, Anthony, which is, you know, all these teams that went out and won yesterday and then fired their head coach, the Browns, the Raiders, the Giants, whatever. I mean, what does it get you? What does it do? All right, some guys are happy in the locker room and they're relieved. Okay, great. But that doesn't do anything to help the franchise.
Well, Chris, help can be defined many ways. And in this context, it was also an audition, if you will, for the players who have been on the bubble all season long.
Correct.
The players who didn't receive the playing time. So, again, the debate can go on. I could even broach the subject of the criticism that I heard from the Eagles fans with regard to Nick Sirianni's decision not to even give one quarter to the starters, Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley. The what they were saying, they weren't exactly thrilled with Nick Sirianni's decision, but at the so-called end of the day, Chris, and I certainly hope that Kevin's listening, these coaches are paid a lot of money to make these decisions, and we're not paid. More than fair.
Anthony, I got to let you run. I appreciate you. Good to hear from you. Glad you had a good time. You provide certainly a different perspective, and I was looking for a intelligent, smart call, even though I kind of disagree with Anthony. There you go. Let's get to Slim in D.C. I hear Slim's got some things cooking for me. AMAX warned me already. Slim, you're upset at something I said? Is that right?
Okay, Rooster.
Yes.
I am a fan of your show first.
Thank you.
Let me just put that out there.
I appreciate it. And it's okay if you disagree with me. It's okay. I respect that.
I disagree.
That. Okay.
But I think you're a little bit disrespectful.
Okay. Tell
me
out.
Out on this.
Yeah.
Okay, you can't name call because I disagree. You actually just did it at the end of that call. You basically said this guy wasn't smart enough to call your show. You just did it, okay? Now, what I'm saying to you is, this is where we are in radio. Well, I'll just say 980 and 106.7 the fan. Almost like we are, and I'm going to say this, it's almost like we're not allowed to criticize the two white guys. But you want Joe Witt fired.
Oh, I don't. Now, I didn't want Joe Witt fired. I never called for Joe
Witt. Just let me finish.
Mm-hmm.
Every time a caller says something about Cliff Kingsbury or Cliche Danny, it's almost like you talk them off of that ledge. But I want to explain something to you. We are not going to forget an 8-game losing streak. Mm-hmm. We just watched a coach get fired for
right,
that.
Right, right.
We're not going to forget losing 4 games by 21 points.
Right.
And this is the whole kicker. And I'm going to say this to you and everybody at 980 and 106.7. This culture that you keep talking about and this wall that people will run through for this guy, it ain't equating on the field. So we don't want to hear that no more as fans.
Slim, how many times have you heard me talk about that? That how many times have you heard me, honestly, like, how many times have you told me, oh, you know, Dan Quinn needs to stay here forever because he's a culture, culture king. And I poke fun at him all the time because he's goofy and he makes up make-believe NFC East tournaments and he wanted to win yesterday, which meant nothing and actually hurt more than it helped. How many times have you heard, honestly? Like, it sounds like you have, it sounds like you kind of have an agenda. I mean, it sounds like you think I have an agenda, but you think I have an agenda.
Hold on. Let me look. Mm-hmm. You just did it. I'm not saying you have an agenda. Mm-hmm. I don't think you're being fair. Look, we all know Dan Quinn is a good guy, but dog, he's a terrible coach. I don't understand why the media and you can't say that.
What evidence do you have to suggest that?
The evidence is 8-game losing streak.
Okay, but last year when they won 12 games and 2 road playoff games, was that not the same head coach? So what he is basically is right now average or mediocre. That's what he is.
Let's hear me out. I felt the same way last year because I also know Jaden Daniels covered up a lot of stuff. And right now it's being exposed to the extreme.
Okay.
Where I'm saying to you, I don't dislike Dan Quinn as a person. Mm. I don't think he's a good coach. Now, if you're telling me you got to get rid of Witt and Cliff, you got to get rid of Dan because he's responsible for those two. So everything that has been going on in this organization is because of the CEO. If you are the CEO of the company and we are losing money, you're going to be fired.
Okay.
So I don't understand why the coach is getting like this pass. Right. I can't really get mad at Cliff Kingsbury because his boss is letting him do whatever he want to do.
All right, Slim, I got to run, but your objection is duly noted. He has called before questioning the complete validity of everything Dan Quinn is. So he doesn't like Dan Quinn, period. He says he says that's not what the deal is, but everything that he says is he thinks Dan Quinn is responsible for everything. Dan Quinn's not responsible for everything. Is Dan Quinn a great coach? Never suggested that he was. Never once last year when they were winning 14 games did I suggest that Dan Quinn was a great coach. Never once. I thought he was a good hire. I thought he was the right hire. I thought this team needed more than an X and O tactician. Never once said Dan Quinn was a great coach, even after winning 14 games. Never. I don't do that. But I'm certainly not going to sit here and say he's a village idiot because they lost 8 games in a row and 4 by 20 or more in a row. That's not what I'm going to do. On the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Stay with us. See, now I know this song. You know how I know this song?
Because your mister's still your girl.
No. Because this is what Jacob Chychrun and Alex Ovechkin sing to each other
exactly.
In the tunnel before they come out on the ice. That's how I know this song.
I knew the song, Rooster. Come on now. Of course I know.
Cowboy Bob, what are you all excited and fired up about?
He's doing work.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I thought somebody got fired or Matt Eberflus got promoted to general manager of the Dallas Cowboys.
I feel like you guys, like, there's a Matt Eberflus debate that still needs to, maybe not, of course not today, but at some point, we do need to, like, just
get
let you guys duke it out over Matt Eberflus.
Absolutely. Let's go quickly here before the top of the hour to Mike in D.C. Mike, thanks for hanging in there. How are you?
Hey, Chris, how you doing, man?
What's up, Mike?
Hey, I listen to you all the time, Chris. I just don't get a chance to call as much because I work during this time, 1-4. But I felt like it was important that I get a point in here today.
Okay.
And what I want to say is, first of all, Chris, before I say what I was just writing stuff down as I was listening to everybody else. And I come to the realization that, you know, a great coach is a coach that adjusts to a losing operation and as well as a winning operation. And you got people surrounding you that pretty much all adjust at the same time. And before you say something, Chris, I'm a Redskins fan. I've been a Redskins fan for 55 years. Mm-hmm. Season ticket holder for 30 years. I sit at the 50-yard line, right in front of the visitors of the home team's bench. Mm-hmm. So when I watch games, when I watch Redskins and Commanders games, I pause the television set when I go to the bathroom, so I know a thing or two about what I'm seeing.
Okay.
Now let's get to this, Chris, real quick. Dan Quinn. Okay, Dan Quinn. He is one step away from being labeled as a Ron Rivera type of coach because, for one, you keep saying these comments, you know, that introduction you did that led into the play-in tournament. Okay, it's fine if you want to do that, Mr. Quinn, but the thing is that you can't have your players thinking that that's all it is, just winning. Let's say they was 4-0. That's not what it's all about, sir. It's about winning. You got to win. And if you're not winning, you know, you're gonna be fired. Okay, the last thing I want to say, Chris, is this. Let's talk about the main subject here, Mr. Kingsbury.
Yep.
Okay. Kingsbury is okay. He's an okay offensive coach. His problem is when he plays against teams that have a fast front seven, he don't seem to know how to adjust. For one, You should be using Bill just like Miami used A-Chain. You need to get him in the passing mode some. They trying to run him up the middle too much, which is fine because he can handle it. But call some passing plays for him. Get him outside. He'll be even more effective. That's why I say I didn't want Kingsbury. I didn't want Dan Quinn. But when they won last year, I said to myself, maybe both of them has changed. They've learned over their experiences, and this might work. But right now, they've gone back to the way they were when they was fired in the first
place. Yeah, no, I hear you, Mike. I appreciate the phone call. Thank you. Be safe out there. I mean, listen, there's some things not to like about both guys. Right? There's some things not to like about Adam Peters. There's some things not to like about Jaden Daniels. There's some things to not like about everybody. You know, nobody's perfect. Nobody's a robot. Nobody is a machine, right? So we have to live with some of those flaws, evaluate those flaws, and decide whether those flaws are too big to overcome. And that's what Adam Peters maybe is doing right now with Cliff Kingsbury. And maybe Dan Quinn is a part of that. Maybe he is. I don't know exactly how that's going to play out. But this team needs to get better. There's no doubt about it. It is not just because of injuries as to why they sucked this year. Not just. Primarily, yes, not just. On the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.